AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. California lawyer Michael Avenatti gained fame by representing porn star Stormy Daniels in her lawsuits against President Trump. He has been found guilty of extortion by a federal jury in New York. Prosecutors say Avenatti tried to extort up to $25 million from Nike with threats to otherwise harm the company. Charges carry a combined potential sentence of 42 years in prison. Besides this trial, Avenatti also faces an April trial in New York on charges he defrauded a client of book proceeds and a May trial in Los Angeles on charges he defrauded clients and others of millions of dollars. The death toll from the COVID-19 virus outbreak continues to rise, now close to 1,400 among the 64,000 cases. AP's Charles De Ledesma reports that the jump in the number of cases might be due to the way Chinese health officials changed their methods.
Experts say the acceleration doesn't necessarily represent a sudden surge in new infections of the virus that causes COVID-19 as much as a revised methodology. Paul Hunter, who's in health protection at England's University of East Anglia, says he suspects, but can't be certain, that the underlying trend is still downwards.
A cruise ship stranded at sea finally has been allowed to dock in Cambodia. Joe Spisnazi has high praise for the crew.
They did a great job up there. They did a great job. Your country did a great job. Did a wonderful job. Thank you very much.
No cases have been reported on board that ship. Police, school, and county workers and students are taking part in a day of service to honor the 17 people killed and others wounded in the Parkland High School massacre 2 years ago today. And on this anniversary, a high school student in Altamont Springs, Florida, has been arrested after bringing a weapon to school following a threat posted on Snapchat. This is AP News. Defense Secretary Mark Esper defends his decision to shift nearly $4 billion in Pentagon funding to build the wall along the border with Mexico.
They did a great job.
The action we took is legal under the law. I think it should be no surprise. And I'll just leave it at that for now.
In New York this morning, Macy and Spencer Wise were the winners of a private two-hour Valentine dinner during which they had at New York's Grand Central Terminal all to themselves.
Coming in here and like the piano's playing and no one's here, like you really can take in just all the beauty of it.
And that dinner lasted from 2:30 to 4:30 in the morning. The couple won a drawing out of some 16,000 entries. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.